Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. Today, episode 1292, Lex Fridman. Fridman? I don't know. This guy's been on before. Real smart dude, MIT, you know, AI, computer scientist guy. Really enjoyed him being on the first time when he came on Joe. And that was, I don't know, maybe like 6 months ago, maybe a year. I can't keep track of these things sometimes, but he was excellent. And this time, he seemed more relaxed, more chilled, a little funnier, you know, not really combative, but he was like pushing Joe on some ideas and being a bit silly and definitely like prepared more for it. And he's got better, you know, as a guest, which I really appreciate. You know, he seems like someone that really would have put the time in to be interesting as well. So yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. And let's start the review.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want?
So the beginning of their conversation was really quite hilarious. They start talking about movies, and Lex is getting into The Godfather and things, as you'll hear. And then he starts talking about some chick flick that Joe was just not into at all. And was like, no fucking way. I don't think that was good. And just their back and forth on this was really quite funny. Especially when Lex pulled out the whole, you know, how dare you card. Which I think, you know, that's Joe's line. So he's obviously a big fan and he's listened a lot. And I just thought, how fucking hilarious isn't that? It just was very funny. And like I said, he's just more chilled. I think he's doing like YouTube stuff now. He has like a channel. I don't know if he had it before. He must have. Otherwise, I don't know how Joe would have heard about him. But, you know, he's like playing some music on it now, playing the guitar. I checked out some of his videos. You should too. He's a talented dude. And he's obviously the kind of guy, like, look, if you're an MIT AI scientist, you're a smart dude, right? You obviously work hard, and you're very passionate about what you're doing, committed. And, you know, also to find out that he's a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, that's another awesome thing. I mean, Joe said it before, assassin nerds, you know? And when I train, same thing. You know, you get up to jiu-jitsu and you look around, and sometimes the biggest guys, the meatheads, they're the ones you think, oh shit, this guy's going to kill you. But it's not that at all. Most of the time, it's the more chilled, skinnier dudes that just really are paying attention to details. They're the ones that are going to cause the damage. And I'm sure this dude, Lex, I'm sure he kicks some ass. I mean, being a black belt, that's legit. Yeah, he'd fuck me up for sure. So what he specializes in is AI, kind of like automated driving systems, right? So he knows a lot about that. And one message he had, and I don't know if any of you guys have a Tesla, or you're driving in those cars that can, you know, somewhat drive themselves. He's saying, watch the road. Even though it does it, watch the road. Now, you wonder why, because what I've heard, they're safer than regular people driving, but he's just saying they're huge limitations. You got to be so careful when you're behind the wheel on this. And that was interesting to hear, because I had a feeling he was going to come on with like the same kind of positive energy towards these systems as like Elon Musk, just saying, oh, they're awesome. They drive themselves in no time. They're better than people. You know, soon you won't have to do anything, which would be great. I think that it's going to sort a lot of problems out with traffic. I mean, I live in LA and it's a mess. It's a mess. I don't drive here, and there's a reason for it. One, driving seems to stress me out. I don't know. Is everyone like stressed to a 10? It's just like people blow up. If you talk to people about their drive, like any time in the day where they get super frustrated and pissed off, a lot of times it's when they're in traffic or when someone cuts them off or those sorts of things. So I just took that out of my life. I felt like that was better. It's all right. You can just bike around. Everything's close here. but yeah, the fact that you have to watch the roads like this. So he's saying that cameras are the way of the future, right? So there's like a different system that he talks about in the podcast. And that doesn't use cameras, but we're better with that technology. It kind of keeps you in the lanes, things like that. Eventually, cameras will be like the eyes, obviously, the car. And it will like see how people are moving and where they're going around. He doesn't really give a time scale, though, on like how quickly that will happen. I wish he did. That, to me, I wish these guys were like, oh, yeah, 2 years, 3 years. I guess it's hard to predict, right? And he doesn't want to overdo it. But how good are these cars? That's the real question now. How good are they? Can they be trusted to just be on autopilot? They were talking about some Tesla crash where I think some Tesla like just drove into some construction. It thought there was a road there and it just kept going. So I don't know if the person in it died or what, but that's no good. That's no good at all. I mean, you spend that much on a car and then it just runs you off the road. It's a little scary. But there's going to be some hiccups. And I think a lot of his point is like, you know, with these updates that Tesla cars get, it's almost like they're testing it on the people. I don't want to sound negative there. I think that I'm sure they're checking a lot of things beforehand. But he's saying it's just a little bit of a concern, you know, like these updates might be a little dangerous. And from what he was saying, I think Tesla is the only company doing these over-the-air updates. And if that's right, there's not many other cars that are as automated as Tesla. So maybe the other cars don't need to do it in the same way. But that's it. And then Joe brought up something interesting about this reporter, famous reporter a while back, who died in his BMW. No, Mercedes C-Class, like crashed into a tree. And they talk about this. And then Joe is like, hey, can these cars get hacked? And it was an interesting response. I mean, the guy's saying, look, I'm not a security expert. I don't know exactly, but it is possible. And that's a fucking scary thing. Once all these cars can drive themselves and it's just happening all the time and nobody thinks about it, how the hell are they going to make them secure? You know, to where people couldn't just hack them or do some fucked up shit like that. You know, giant EMP goes off while everyone's on the freeway and all the cars just, well, hopefully they come to a stop, but maybe they just fucking fly off the road. Who knows? He's saying it's unlikely, though. It's unlikely anyone did hack it. It seems like a very difficult thing, and there's not a lot of control that you would have anyway. But shit, something to think about. That's a good, if you're looking to buy one of these automated cars, it's better to have as much information from the people that design them as possible, right? Back to their jiu-jitsu and like the way that Lex likes to train, and this is something I've been thinking more about recently, and Joe was agreeing with Lex on it, but drilling is what's important, right? To drill. So there's kind of two aspects when it comes to jiu-jitsu. You just have your free rolling, and sometimes they have whole classes for that. You just go in, 5-minute counter, and everyone's just going for it. And you know, you learn a lot about kind of where you are at any given point. But how much do you improve from just rolling? Now, maybe if you're getting ready for a tournament, that's a good idea because you build up your stamina and it's like fight conditions and all the rest of it. But if you are in it to learn a lot, if you're newer and you want to learn a ton and obviously not get injured, then drilling is the way, right? And I have to agree. I really do like it. Sometimes when I'm rolling at the end of a class, I'm just like, you know, if you're rolling against a much higher level guy, you're just like, what the fuck am I even doing? Like, you're just so outmatched, and it's like, how did you even do that? Like, I always want to just stop and be like, wait, could you just do that again? But you can't. You're in the middle of a match. You just got to go for it, and that's the end of it. Jiu-jitsu's great, is what I'm saying. Join that shit. If you're not doing it, think about it. And again, do a martial art. I love it. You got to get on it. A cool part of Lex's message that I really liked about him is that he's saying AI can help very lonely people, right? So he's saying even if you could be Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, even amazing people that are very successful, they all get lonely. Everyone does. Everyone has hard times. And his goal is to make like an AI companion. And the way he defined it was really cool. He was saying, and you're here in the podcast, but like just to kind of summarize it a bit, he said, we don't really want a servant, we want a companion. So there's always like the opportunity even for the AI to leave them. Be like, look, you're not treating me well, I'm leaving. Now, you know, what he's saying, I would assume, is not that the AI is so sensitive that it does that, but it's good for us to have these little bits of conflict. It's almost like the AI could train us to be nicer, more compassionate people. You know, it's like if you just have an AI that does anything you want. I don't know if you guys have an Alexa or one of those Google things, homes, but you really, I mean, you just talk to it however you want to. It's not like you're nice to it. You just shout at it and say, fucking play the song or whatever you want. I mean, not saying that that's a bad thing, right? I mean, it's whatever. It's just a tool. Like, they're not sensitive. But if you could have one that gave you responses, it's almost like training you to be around other people and how to, like, communicate better with other people. And I like that idea. I thought it was cool. You know, it's smart. Then, to summarize, and Joe called it out, like saying maybe the haters are getting to Lex because, you know, he's getting more of a kind of social media stand. And the more people that listen to you or download you or whatever, you get more people that hate what you do. They just do. And they're vocal about it. And it does suck. Like, you look at some reviews and it's pretty painful. But he reads this awesome Teddy Roosevelt quote. And you'll hear it at the end of the podcast. It was a great ending. I really like the way he kind of summarized it up, and you listen to it on there. I won't do it justice, but basically it's just like, you know, fuck the haters in a way. Like, be bold, be awesome, be brave, and in a way, you know, make people jealous of what you can do. Not that you want to make people jealous, right? But just go do some awesome stuff and don't worry about fucking people talking shit. But I liked it. I liked this podcast. It was really fascinating. And I hope to see this guy on again soon because he's getting really interesting. And I like to see these guests opening up, relaxing, being more chilled because you get a better flow of like what they're into, what they're saying. And in a sense, they prepare more for like the 3 hours. So they have more interesting, relevant points to bring up. But anyway, let me know what you think. Shoot me an email. I always appreciate it. Thanks a lot for listening. I love you guys. Adios.